David, your thoughts on tonight's game here at Seaview?
Obviously, raw emotion after the game, disappointment. Conditions played a major part in both halves. I won't fault the players, they give me everything tonight. We came unstuck in the second half with set play goals against us, so disappointing, really disappointing. I'd like to thank the Linford supporters tonight. I thought they were magnificent, not only in their numbers, but the way they got behind us. So I say everybody can be critical of supporters, home and away and whatever else, but the turnout the way they did tonight, in a horrible night, I'm grateful to that. I know the players are grateful. We're disappointed, we're hurting in there, we're disappointed, but we take that one and we say we need to improve, we need to be better. We've got a big game now on Saturday, and then seven league games after that, after the Dungannon game next Friday night, and then into a split, so big games coming up.
3-2 a couple of minutes ago, it was like the Alamo. It would have been great to hang on, but as you say, you can't fault the players on a night like that.
No, the goals we conceded were disappointing, obviously. Any goal you concede is disappointing. We've withstood pressure at Seaview before, and Solitude and places like that, when you go and you're going to come under a wee bit of pressure. But disappointingly tonight, we couldn't hang on. The third goal, the equaliser, was, I don't know whether it was a corner or not a corner, but we didn't defend it when it came in, and then we switched off for the Cushley's winner.
But lots of positives, lots of pride, lots of spirit, lots of fight, character, resilience, all the stuff. You know.
Listen, I can try and be positive. I will be positive. I was as positive as we can be. The players are obviously smart and they're disappointed in there, but there's also the understanding that this would have been nice along the way as the League Cup, but we know what the big one is, and there's big games upcoming in that, and the big one's the league.
All the best for Institute on Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.